USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's denying reports that Health Secretary Alex Azar is on his way out of that job. On Twitter yesterday, the president called it fake news and said the media wants to create chaos and havoc in the minds of Americans, assuring followers that Azar is doing, quote, an excellent job. The reports had claimed the White House was planning to oust him because of criticism of the early response to the coronavirus outbreak. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is looking for the U.S. economy to rebound this summer.
I think as we begin to reopen the economy in May and June, you're going to see the economy really bounce back in July, August, September.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. In Georgia, with the virus slowing down, the governor is allowing restaurants to reopen their dining areas today as long as they adhere to many guidelines. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
States policy forms and availability vary by state.
More states are taking small steps towards trying to return to normal life today, despite the continued coronavirus outbreak. 8 states relaxing social distancing requirements, allowing a few businesses to open their doors to customers, various parts of the economy loosening in Minnesota, Indiana, Montana, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, and even New York, which has recently been the hot spot for the virus, is starting to plan for reopening.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will likely begin to reopen the economy in certain areas after May 15th with precautions.
All that progress we made by flattening that curve, we could lose that in a matter of days if we're not careful.
Tyson Foods, the meat processing giant, says there could be a shortage of its pork, beef, and chicken products as it's closing its plants because of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican senator is now apologizing after wearing a controversial mask. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
A Michigan state lawmaker reversing track now, apologizing after wearing a face mask that many felt resembled a Confederate flag during a vote on Friday. Republican Dale Zorn took to social media yesterday to issue the apology. He denied any connection between the mask and the Confederate flag, saying that it was a mask that was made by his wife. His apology, though, has been met with a lot of scorn online, as a Change.org petition has begun demanding his resignation. And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook has introduced a new video call system that will allow users and non-users alike to take part in group video chats with up to 50 people. The social media company calls the new service Messenger Rooms. Users can create or join video chat rooms from their smartphones or desktops. Those who create a room can choose who can see it, who can join, and can lock a room to prevent others from joining. Facebook said it's also planning to add ways to create rooms in Instagram Direct, WhatsApp, and Portal. Also, users with the Messenger app can incorporate augmented reality effects such as 360 backgrounds, mood lighting, and bunny ear filters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.